kind of a thin line when you look at the market. Our next guest says we are overdue for some kind of correction. He's also got some names that he likes. In fact, they are two well-known large cap stocks in very different fields. One of them, we're actually going to have the CEO on in just a few minutes. Casey Matthews back with us, economist, chief investment officer at UMB Bank. UMB, based in Kansas City, Missouri, has over $8 billion in assets under management. And Casey, in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. Nice to have you back with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Good afternoon.
We started to get into a debate about passive and
We didn't finish it yet.
We'll maybe get into that in a moment. Are your economic and chief investment hats in sync?
Yes, they are. I mean, from an economic standpoint, you're seeing a synchronized global growth.
Right.
Which would support earnings. And the market's been doing just fine, right? Double-digit returns year to date.
Kind of shocking, isn't it, a little bit?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's shocking because, one, I would think that the president was handed an improving economy.
Okay.
Maybe monetary stimulus is gaining some traction. So I don't know if I'm surprised by it. The consumer that really drives the economy, right, almost 75% of the economy is driven by the consumer, is extremely in a financially healthy position. FICO scores, average FICO scores, over 700.
Right.
Confidence, extremely high. Labor market, strong.
Right.
New job openings. So I don't know if it's surprising.
Why doesn't it feel so great, though?
Well, I think there's
I get people tweeting at me, you know, this is like kind of the most hated, you know, bull market. Like people just hate it. Like they're fighting it.
Yeah, yeah. One thought is it's the perhaps income inequality, this wedge that's being driven through our society and the classes, the social classes. That could be why it doesn't feel good. That, you know, most investors, maybe the upper middle class, should feel good. Asset prices have been on the rise for 8 years.
Right.
It's been relatively simple, as we talked about with passive versus active a moment ago during the commercial break. But the other side of the coin there is it doesn't feel that good, one, because they might not experience the asset price increase, nor have they experienced wage increases.
Right, right. We do see that. Okay, so when you look at the market, you say a correction's coming, we're overdue. When we get it, is it just a quick hit? And is it a buying opportunity in your view or what? How do you see it playing out?
Well,
or is it something that's a little bit more prolonged?
No, I think that when you look at business cycles and cyclical bull markets, corrections are a normal and healthy part of that cycle.
Right.
And
they certainly have been in the past.
Sure. And going on, you know, using history as a guide, I got to believe history might not be the same thing, but it might rhyme, right? Might not repeat itself, but it might rhyme. So I do think that you're going to see a correction at some point in time, but you have to be careful with averages. The problem with averages is if I have one hand on a block of ice and one hand on a hot plate, I should be quite comfortable.
Right.
Yet I'm the opposite of that. So what I like to look at is, granted we're overdue if you just look at the duration of the cycle, but I like to look at different indicators such as high yield spreads.
And?
High yield spreads usually widen as we see an oncoming correction. And it's not the case. Now, we could sit here and talk a lot about, well, it's manipulated because of quantitative easing and the search for yield and things like that. Then I would look at the leadership of the market. Typically, you de-risk your portfolio as you...
We're not seeing that.
No. I mean, the leadership, I mean, you healthcare, which would be a defensive sector, has performed very well, but utilities, consumer staples.
Information technology, healthcare, materials, industrials, financials. There's your top, five groups in the S&P 500 this year.
Performing groups.
Yeah.
You're saying, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you about a couple of names because I'm actually going to be talking with Arnold Donald, the president and CEO of Carnival Corporation, in just a few minutes. They had earnings out. They've got some news about what they're doing, obviously. They had exposure to the hurricanes, although it seems to have been limited based on what we got from their earnings call. What is it that you like about Carnival, which is up 23% this year?
Right. Well, there's a couple themes that we like that are going to play out. One is just the financial health of the consumer. As I just cited, the consumer's in a good position. But what we find is not only the millennial generation, but also the silver generation, they're looking for experiences. They don't want to buy things to say, look at this when I bought this material thing. They want to say, remember when we did this together.
Right.
And it's no different from my family. My parents want to take their kids and their grandkids on these trips so they have memories and they can experience the fun with their grandkids. So Carnival's a perfect play. The cruise lines are a perfect play into that theme.
Is it KC, though? I thought I saw a number where most of their or half of their clients, consumers are overseas at this point.
Well, that's the thing. There's a huge China opportunity for Carnival. Mm-hmm. So I think that could be the frosting on the cake. But they reported on Tuesday, beat their earnings estimate, revenue estimate, and gave really good guidance into 2018.
What's the risk in that name?
Oh, I think if you would have some type of global recession, I don't even think weather's a risk because these crews can just divert to a different island or a different wonderful tropical destination.
Right, which is what they've done.
Yeah, so there are risks there. There are risks with the market and things like that. But fuel prices, because they hedge a lot of that, I don't think even fuel's a risk there.
Right.
So a good solid name, in my opinion.
All right, well, we scratched the surface, and next time we'll talk more. I know you've got another
Excellent.
Name that you like. Casey Matthews, economist and chief investment officer at UMB Bank, over $8 billion in assets under management, based in Kansas City, Missouri, in our Bloomberg 1130 studio.